together and let's read the word of the Lord. Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. I want to preach today about the blessings and the dangers of an open door. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning. Jesus is in this house, and he wants to open a door for somebody in this house. He wants to open a door of opportunity for somebody in this house. Jesus came to open doors. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? You and I were shut out of this thing. In the book of Ephesians, it says we were aliens from the gospel. The Bible said we didn't have a hope in this world. But Jesus came and said, I'm going to open a door. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. May be seated. Brother Hart mentioned in his lesson today when Jesus was crucified on Calvary over in the old temple in Jerusalem, the veil was rent from the top all the way down to the bottom, and the Lord was saying, hey, Gentiles, I'm opening a door here. Anybody that wants to come can come. Anybody that wants to enter can enter. God is opening a door of opportunity. The Bible said that he opens a door and no man can shut it. And he shuts a door and no man can open it. I'm glad today that by the blood of Jesus Christ, we have access to the Holy Ghost. We can enter into his presence because he opened the door for us. God opens the door and nobody can shut that door. There are places in the world that have tried to shut out this gospel. There are places that have tried to stop the preaching of Jesus Christ. But I want you to know something today. They can't shut that door. In communist China today, there are multiplied tens of thousands. Only God knows how many groups of people are gathered in houses all over China. The government says you can't preach this gospel there. The government says there is no God besides communism. The government tells them there is no Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you today, to millions of people underground, this gospel is being preached. Jesus is being glorified. People are being filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in his name, because God can open a door and no man can shut it. And God can shut a door and no man can open it. Hey, when I came down to an altar and I repented of my sins and I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, God shut a door on my past. God shut a door on my sins, and nobody can open that door. The devil can't open that door. Nobody can open that door. It's a shut door. Hallelujah. Amen. God can open doors and God can close doors. One of our missionaries in Africa was met by one of the witch doctors in a certain tribe, and he grinned at the missionary and he said, I'm going to drive you out of here in shame. And the missionary said, how are you going to do that? He said, I'm going to reveal your sins to the people. And the missionary said, you can't do that. He said, I've done it before, and I'm getting ready to do it again. And the missionary said, you can't do that. And so the witch doctor went through all of his mumbo jumbo and he tried his best, and he hemmed and hawed, and he got a look of shock on his face, and he said, "I can't see anything." He said, "I've always been able to do this." The missionary said, "Let me tell you something, sir." He said, "The difference in me and them is the name of Jesus Christ." He said, "I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins, and God shut a door that no man can open." Hallelujah. Hey, we're talking about a God of open doors here today. God opens doors of blessing. Amen. And blessing comes down, and glory comes down, and we enjoy the presence of the Lord. My, what an opportunity we have today, because God opens a door. But there is a danger of an open door. The danger is you not only can enter an open door, but you can exit an open door. You not only go in an open door, but you can go out of an open door. If I had my way, when people came into the church, God would shut the door. But He doesn't do that. He leaves the door open. Jesus made a statement in the Scripture. He said, "No man can pluck you out of my Father's hand." But you know what? It doesn't have any fences around it. It doesn't have any walls around it. It's an open door. You can walk into the hand of God, and you can walk out of the hand of God. You can walk into the mercy of God, and you can turn your back on the mercy of God. You can walk into the blessings of God, and you can walk away from the blessings of God. That's the danger of the open door. There are people today that have turned their back and walked away on the blessings of God. It's hard to understand. It's hard to contemplate. But it's happened, folks. There's a danger to an open door. But God wants you to serve Him for one reason and one reason only. And that is because you love Him. Somebody asked Jesus, they said, "What is the greatest of all commandments?" He said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, and with all of thy strength." The one and the only reason that you'll ever really serve God is because you really fall in love with Him. The only thing that will keep you in this world and keep you from sin and keep you on the other side of the open door is because you really love Him. The preacher can't keep you here. The music can't keep you here. Fire insurance can't keep you here. Not wanting to go to hell can't keep you here. Wanting to be a good daddy can't keep you here. Wanting to be a good mother can't keep you here. Wanting to be a good example can't keep you here. Wanting to be a Sunday school teacher can't keep you here. Wanting to be a choir member can't keep you here. There's only one thing that can keep you, and that is because you fall in love with Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that's going to keep you, folks. Nothing else will keep you in the house of the Lord. You got to love Him. You got to love Him. You've got to love Him. Amen. In the book of Exodus, the 21st chapter, the 2nd to the 6th verse, we have a very powerful illustration of love. In the Jewish culture, it was possible for a person to sell themselves or to be sold into slavery for a period of time. If they couldn't pay for their land, they got in such heavy debt, or some tragedy had fallen the family, they could actually become a servant and sold to some master. But the Scripture says that they could only be sold for 6 years. And then in the 7th year, they were to be set free. Amen. And so the Bible said, in beginning with the second verse, if thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. Amen. And if he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master hath given him a wife, and she hath borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master. I love my master. My wife and my children, I will not go free. There's something that they were supposed to do. You see, if he fell in love with his master, he said, I don't want to be free. Dottie Rambo wrote a beautiful song years ago, said, I'm a prisoner of love. I'm a slave to the master. I willingly toil through the heat and the cold. I seek no reward in this world below. Amen. But when the payday shall come, when the pearly gates unfold. So she's singing, I'm a prisoner of love. Amen. There's one thing that will bind you to Jesus Christ. It's not because he shuts the door. You came in, you're free to go out. Nobody can keep you here. Nobody can force you here. The only reason you'll serve him is because you love him. The only reason you'll be faithful is because you love him. The only reason that you'll serve God here is because you love him. Amen. But if that servant had to plainly say, I want you to notice that. He had to plainly say. It had to come from his heart. Nobody could make him say it. Nobody could twist his arm to make him say it. Nobody could coerce him to say it. He had to plainly say, I love my master and I don't want to be free. It had to come from his own lips and his own heart. Amen. But if he said that, something very interesting. The Bible said, and then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door. Everybody say, to the door. And he shall bring him to the door. And the door is open. And he brings him one more time. He says, now you said that you love me. And you say that you want to stay with me. And you say that you don't want to be free. But you better look out there one more time. Amen. Look out there and see what you're going to be missing. Look out there and see what this world has to offer you. Amen. You're getting ready to make a lifetime commitment here. I want you to make this commitment with your eyes wide open. Let me tell you something. Nobody ought to be able to fool you into serving Jesus Christ. I cannot tell you how many people come to an altar because they were afraid, and hardly any of them stick. I've heard sermons, I've preached sermons on hell, and altars fill up. People are afraid of hell, but you can't serve Jesus because of some kind of a fire insurance policy. You got to serve him because you love him. I remember a little book somebody wrote called 88 Reasons the Lord Will Come in 1988. You know what? We call that Rapture Sunday. It was in September of 1988. And I mean, bookstores couldn't keep that little book. They sold millions of copies, and everybody wanted to get ready. And so on what Rapture Sunday, the Sunday before the Lord was supposed to come, I mean to tell you, we had people in church, had never been in church in all the time I'd ever been there. The house was full. We gave an altar call. Man, we had people in the altar. Backsliders prayed to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sunday night, we had church. The Lord didn't come on Wednesday. And Sunday, it was back to the faithful. All of those folks that were trying to skate in on some kind of celestial coattail, they didn't have what it took. They didn't really love the Master. Amen. So he brings him to the door. And he says, look out there. You're getting ready to make a commitment. And I don't want anybody saying that I made you do anything. You got to make up your own mind. Amen. Let me tell you something. If you love Jesus enough, you can leave liquor alone. If you love Jesus enough, you can leave anything in this world alone. Amen. You can leave every sin alone. If all you got to do is fall in love with Him, really fall in love with Him. Somebody said, I just can't help myself. Oh, yes, you can. You're going to serve what you love the most. If you love the world, you're going to serve the world. If you love Jesus Christ, you're going to serve Jesus Christ. It's just a matter of what you're in love with. And he said, I love you, Master, more than I love anything else. He said, let me tell you one more thing, son. If you do leave, said, you're free to leave. But when you leave, you don't take anything out of here that I gave you. You only take what you came in with. You see, some people, you know, they come and they start serving God, and they get rid of their guilt, and they get rid of their shame, and they get rid of their old baggage they've been carrying around, and it feels so good. But after a while, they start looking through the open door, and they start looking back in the world, and they start getting to thinking, you know what? I don't really have to serve God in this church. This is too strict around here. They got too many rules and regulations around here. Too many things I can't do that I want to do around here. I think I'll just take a journey. I'm just going to step out the door a little bit. I'm just going to take a little journey. But let me tell you something. If you leave His house, you leave the house of the Master, you're going to leave His peace behind. You're going to leave His joy behind. You're going to leave His power behind. You're going to leave His holiness behind. Because you're not taking out of here what He gave you when you got here. Amen. You don't leave the house of God and take His peace. You don't leave the house of God and take His joy. When you go back to the world, the Bible said, Jesus said it. My, did He say it. He said it's like a dog licking up his own vomit. He said it's like a pig going back to his own stinking wallow. When you leave the house of God, you head right back where you came from. And if it was miserable, so miserable that you couldn't stand it the first time, what makes you think it's any better now? But sin is subtle. Some people look and they see their shackles and they think they're bracelets. Oh, isn't this beautiful? Isn't this lovely? And they don't realize that they're bound. They don't realize that they're imprisoned, and sin will not let you have a choice. You don't sin. Amen. You're not a sinner because you sin, but you sin because you're a sinner. You don't have a choice about it whenever you're in this old world. Somebody said, I'm just going to step out a little bit. I won't go far. You'll go farther than you ever dreamed. Once you start down that road, there's no coming back unless God opens a door and lets you come back. Brother Hart said it this morning. It's by the Holy Ghost. You don't even know Jesus Christ unless the Holy Ghost lets you know Jesus Christ. There are so many deceived people in this world. I met a guy one time. He said, I met Jesus in jail down in Mexico. He said he don't call himself Jesus anymore. He calls himself Lightning Amen. We shared a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Talk about deception. Kooky as the day is long. You know why? Because he didn't have the Holy Ghost. Amen. He didn't know who Jesus is. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, there's a danger to an open door. So the master says, now you look out there and you get ready to make a decision. But if you really, and you really want to stay, you really love me and you want to stay. He said, I'm gonna take this awl, which is, it's a tool that you punch holes, usually used for working with leather, and has a sharp point. You stick holes in the leather with the awl. And he said, I'm gonna take you over here to the door, and you take a good look. And he said, and then I'm going to take the lobe of your ear, and I'm going to place it right up against that door. Then I'm going to take this awl in my hand, and I'm going to shove it through your ear. And he says, once that happens, you're mine forever. You're mine forever. Amen. The difference is we're not pierced to serve Jesus Christ. He was pierced for us. But they didn't pierce his ear. They pierced his hands, and they pierced his feet. And they thrust a sword up through his side. And they pierced his brow with a crown of thorns. And they pierced his heart with their cries and their cursings and their railings and their ranting. He was pierced for you and for me. And he opened a door. He opened it that very day. He said to a thief hanging on a cross, the thief looked at him and said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Jesus did not ascend from the cross alone. He took a soul with him. Amen. He opened the door, folks. But the danger is, you can go right back out if you so choose. Amen. I wish he would close it today. I would prefer that I didn't even have a choice. But I still do. Brother Fry, every morning I got to decide I'm going to serve Jesus today. Amen. The world will take you back. The world will take you back. But you got to make up your mind. I'm going to serve Jesus today. I love Jesus today. I love him more than I love anything else in this world. Would you stand with me right now? Amen. God has opened a door. And the door is open today. It's wide open. And if you've had enough of the world, enough of sin, enough of self, enough of suffering, why don't you just step through the open door? Yeah. Come into his presence, into his peace, into his joy, into his mercy, into his forgiveness. Step into his grace. Amen. Step into his great love. Doors open today, wide open. No man can shut it. Why don't you just come on in? The very next church that Jesus wrote about is called Laodicea. It talks about a door there. That door is actually the heart of the church. And Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Because you see, their door wasn't open. Can you imagine a church closing the door to Jesus? Can you imagine a church that had closed the door to Jesus? And either they didn't know that he was outside and not there, or they didn't care. Is it possible for a church to get to the place they just like having church and they don't care whether Jesus is there or not? They know the songs to sing and the rituals to go through and the things that they should do, and they really don't care whether he's in their presence or not. You see, you've got a door too, and the handle's on the inside. It's up to you to open that door. He said, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man will open, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. Holman Hunt painted a picture of a beautiful little house. Perhaps you've seen it. Covered with English ivy, beautiful little cottage. Jesus is standing at the door. He's standing in the light. He's knocking on the door. Somebody looked at Mr. Holman's picture and said, you forgot something. He said, what? He said, you forgot the doorknob. He said, I didn't forget it. It's on the inside. Everybody has to open their own heart to let Jesus in. You have to make a conscious effort. Lord, I want you in my life. I want you in my heart. Amen. How about it today? Would somebody like to come down to this altar and open your heart to Jesus Christ? Open your life and let him in. Amen. Fling that door open wide today and say, Jesus, you opened a door for me. You opened a door of mercy and opportunity. I'm going to come. I'm going to avail myself of that opportunity today. But I need to open the door of my own heart and my own life and let your light and let your love and let your presence come in and stay. How about it today? Would you do that? Why don't somebody come right now? Amen. Step out from where you are.
Hear the Spirit.
Run to the open door.
To God.
Run to the open door.
Walk on through the door. And the
run
Lord
to mercy.
Will go
run to grace.
You.
Run to the love of God.
Greater
run to a future filled with peace, with joy, with righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. Here we are. That's it. Come on. Come on, church. Amen. Come on, church. Hallelujah. We need to renew ourselves in the Holy Ghost today. Praise God. Close your ears to the siren song of sin in this old world. Amen. It'll try to deceive you. It'll try to draw you back into its clutches again, into its bondage again. Amen. But come.